The New South Wales Premier Mike Baird says a new report on public hospitals adds urgency to the current debate about Australia's tax system. The Australian Medical Association's latest public hospital report card warns emergency waiting times are getting worse and elective surgery performance is stagnant. Mike Baird says it shows why some states and territories are arguing for an increase in the GST to help fund future health costs. The federal government says it is working on new funding models, but warns there's a limit to what it can do about the management of state hospitals. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The warning from the president of the Australian Medical Association is stark. Professor Brian Owlis says Australia's public hospital system is facing a funding crisis.
While there might be an increase in funding year on year, the increase and the contribution from the Commonwealth is going to be woefully inadequate to meet the healthcare needs of all Australians.
Central to that point is a decision taken by the federal government in its first budget in 2014. It scrapped the previous Labor government's model for the Commonwealth's contribution to hospital funding and from July 2017 will pay the states and territories according to inflation and population numbers. The 2014 budget papers predicted that, combined with a change to schools funding, would save a total of $80 billion through to 2025, with most of that coming from health. Much of the money promised by Labor and the savings banked by the Coalition were both beyond the official budget estimates. But the funding was clearly expected by state governments, who've been vehemently arguing against the changes since then. The New South Wales Premier is Mike Baird.
Any policymaker that tries to pretend that the challenge in health funding is not there is not being real with themselves and not being real with the Australian people. So my encouragement to all of us as we continue in this debate is we cannot lose sight of what we are here to do, and that is to continue to provide the critical services that the community needs, and health costs are right at the top of that.
The Federal Health Minister Susan Lee is working with her state colleagues on new long-term funding arrangements, but this issue is also driving the calls by Premiers like Jay Weatherill and Mike Baird for an increase to the GST.
The question has to be, in 2025, what is the funding situation going to look like in relation to our services? With an ageing population, health costs are going up and up. We have revenues that are contracting, and you're seeing that consistently. So that gap is the question. How do we start to fund that gap? And my argument all along is we need to do that together with the Commonwealth Government.
The federal opposition doesn't support an increase in the GST, even to fund a return to its preferred model of hospital funding. Labor's health spokeswoman is Catherine King.
What that would be doing, particularly if you put a GST on health services, would be hitting the sickest patients in this country with a 15% GST, than to try and, literally robbing sick people to pay for treatment for sick people. It is a nonsense and an incredibly lazy policy and not something Labor will support. There was money in the budget for the increase in public hospital funding. The Commonwealth knows that, but we have seen, all we've seen so far from the Turnbull government is cuts to health services and no investment back in those health services.
Along with the AMA, Ms King is calling on the government to reconsider the funding changes due to take effect next year.
For the Commonwealth and Malcolm Turnbull to say that he will only fund public hospitals on the basis of CPI is clearly unsustainable. The Premiers of New South Wales and Victoria in particular have told him that and have said that their states will not be able to keep up with public hospital demand if that formula stays in place. Labor's formula was to fund on the basis of growth in the efficient price of public hospital activities. That was an important reform measure and one that literally the Turnbull government ripped up overnight.
The Federal Health Minister Susan Lee was in a cabinet meeting and unavailable for an interview. In a statement, she said hospital spending under the Turnbull government increases each and every year and no decisions have been taken since the 2015 budget to affect that. She says Commonwealth public hospital funding will grow over the next 4 years by $3.3 billion.
Naomi Woodley reporting.